This week's parasha tells us about the famous mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. But the Torah introduces this mitzvah in a very interesting way. The pasuk says, "Daber el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem Kedoshim Tiyu." Speak to all of Klal Yisrael and tell them Kedoshim Tiyu. Why does the Torah add these words, "Daber el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael"? What's this phrase doing here, specifically in this context? So Rashi writes that parasha zu nemra b'hakel. This parsha was said b'hakel, with all of Klal Yisrael together, the whole tzibur together, mipnei sherov gufei Torah tluyim ba. Because rov gufei Torah tluyim ba. What does that mean? So the simple interpretation of Rashi is that Parshas Kedoshim is replete with so many mitzvahs. So many mitzvahs, details, so many different mitzvahs. Rov gufei Torah, so much of Torah is mentioned here. So Parsha Zu, Nemar B'Hakel, since it refers to so many different mitzvahs, that's why this Parsha was said B'Hakel with the whole Tzibur together. The Chasam Sofer interprets differently. He says that Rov Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba might mean something a little different. Sounds like a little Alpitrush. But he says Rov Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba means that most mitzvahs of the Torah that are totally beguf, that a person fulfills begufo, most mitzvahs that a person fulfills begufo are totally in this concept of hakel. Not that rov gufei Torah are in the parsha of kedoshim, but rather rov gufei Torah are connected to hakel, connected to a person integrating with the tzibur, integrating, interacting with other people. And the Chasam Sofer explains that we know kedusha always means precious. It means separating from something. Separate. So someone might think that the Ratzon Hashem is to separate from the world. Kedoshim Tiyu. What does Kedoshim Tiyu mean? It means you should separate from the world, go off into the midbar, be misbodeid, live in solitude, and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that state of loneliness, that state of solitude. That's where you can focus your attention, your spiritual energies, and you can become the best Eved Hashem in that kind of a context. Comes the Torah and says that it is true that part of Avodas Hashem is to separate from the pleasures of this world in a balanced way. To have a measure of precious is very important. That's Kedoshim Tiyu. But Kedoshim Tiyu has to be done by Hakel. You have to integrate with the Tzibur. You have to be Me'urav Im Habrias. You have to connect with other people, interact with other people. That's a part of Avodas Hashem too. You shouldn't just be Porush Lagam, separate yourself and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu individually. Be part of the Tzibur too. Don't forget the fact that it has to be B'Hakel. You have to live together with the Tzibur. Kedusha and Precious is a value. A person is not supposed to overindulge in the physical world. Of course, it has to be done in a balanced way. You are supposed to engage with the physical world in some measure. But despite the fact that precious is a value, a person has to be ma'urav and rabbiyas as well. A person's individual, private, spiritual life does not have to detract from his integrating with society. And that perhaps is the message. The Kedoshim Tiyu is said by Hakel to teach us that we have to integrate with other people, be part of the tzibur, even as we engage in a life of measured and balanced kedusha and precious. But I think there's another message that the Torah is sharing with us over here. I think there's another way to look at Kedoshim Tiyu. What does it mean, Kedoshim Tiyu, to separate? Maybe Kedoshim Tiyu teaches us that we should separate in some measure from the average person. We should live a more refined life, a more elevated life, different than average people. You know, when a person lives in a more refined way, he elevates himself. And not only does he elevate himself, but he elevates Kfot Shamayim. He's marba Kfot Shamayim as well. You know, the Pasuk in Parashas Emor says, V'nikdashli b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And we're familiar with what Chazal say, that from here we learn that a person is obligated to sacrifice his life. In certain contexts, you have to be Moser Nefesh, to die al Kiddush Hashem, for the Gimel Averus HaChamuras, for any Aver that's done before Hesya. Right? Someone forces you to do an Aver, but it's done before Hesya. If it's B'soch B'nei Yisrael, done before Hesya, in front of 9 other Jews, so you have to be Moser Nefesh. That's what V'nikdashli B'soch B'nei Yisrael means. But it means something else as well. There's another layer of it. And that is, not only does a person have to be willing to give up his life to die al Kiddush Hashem, but a person has to live his life al Kiddush Hashem as well. person has to be Mekadoshim Shamayim in his life, not just in death, but to have a life of Torah, to live a Chayim Shel Torah, a life of Torah, that's also part of this pasuk. And that life of Torah has to be done B'Sof B'nai Yisrael, within a Chevra. A person has to be so careful with the way that he acts around other people, that they should see that a Ben Torah is an elevated person, he's a special person, he acts in a different way, in a more refined way than the average individual. This is true when we interact with the outside world, when we're involved in society in general, the non-Jewish world. But it's also, and maybe even more importantly, it also applies to B'Sof B'nai Yisrael, with other Jews and fellow Jews. How important is it that we act in a way that other Yidden are attracted to us, and they see the chashivas in how we act, the chashivas in the way that we live our lives. B'Sof B'nai Yisrael, how important it is that our actions are above reproach and they're pleasant. And people see the godless ha'adam in the way that we act. The famous Gemara says in Yuman Daf Pevav Amibes that if a person acts in a way that maso'o matono be'amuna, that he acts with integrity, with faith, v'dibur benachas im abrios, that he speaks pleasantly to other individuals. So what do people say? Re'u kama noyim d'rochav kama mesukonim maisav. See how pleasant are his ways, how beautiful are his actions. All of this is a person that people live up to. They look up to. They look up to such a person. It's a tiferes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am beautified through such a person. When a person acts in an upstanding manner with integrity, when he speaks pleasantly to other individuals, he makes Shem Shamayim more beloved in the eyes of other people. And he draws them closer to Torah. This is also part of Kedoshim Tiyu. This is also part of Kedoshim Tiyu. And that's why this mitzvah was said b'hakel. It's said b'hakel because it's so important to act in an elevated way, not just privately. You have to act in a refined manner privately, of course. We don't have a Yiddish atam when we're b'tzibur, when we're public. You have to act in a refined way, even in the most private of places. But we also have to act in this way of Kedusha, in this elevated fashion, publicly. And maybe it's even more important publicly, to show others, to be so sensitive to the fact that we're on display. We're on display. People see everything we do. We have to be so, so careful to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, and not chalila to do the opposite. Rav Pam, in his Sefer HaTorah LaMelech, his Sefer HaChumash, he elaborates on this point quite a bit. He says how important it is for B'nai Torah to realize that others are watching. He quotes from the Sefer Yireyim, the Mitzvah Vav. He says, "V'im hu lomei Torah tzarech sheyishmer atzmo min hakiur u'min hadome lo." What a loshon! Someone who learns Torah has to be so careful to guard himself from hakiur, from something that looks questionable, doesn't look so right. It's a little ugly. U'min hadome lo, and even from something that's a little bit like that. Not just something that's ki'ur, that's, it's not so above board. No, even something that looks a little bit like it's maybe not above board. Be so, so careful to act with integrity. To act in a way that people are not going to question, oh, why is he doing that? Why is it, that's a Ben Torah. To be very, very careful about that. And of course, in the way that we interact with other people, all of our relationships, ben yish le'ishto, ben adam l'chavero, ben adam l'shcheino, to act in a way that people see d'racher d'achenom, that the ways of Torah are pleasant, that we're mekadosh shem shamayim, how critical it is to act in a way that people realize that the Torah is something special. The pasuk says, kol imra seloka tzirufa. The word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tzirufa. What does that mean? Chazal say that lo nitnu hamitzvos ela kedei letzarif bohenes habrios. The purpose of mitzvos is to purify and to direct a person. If we don't act in a way that's drachei d'achinam, so it's like we're almost made eid shaker in the Torah, that people will say, the Torah doesn't have the ability, the koach haTorah doesn't have the ability to purify, to perfect the person's midos, because look at this person, he learned Torah, and yet look at how he acts. It's so, so important so important to act properly. This is all part of Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu is not just about precious to separate from the pleasures of this world, even though that's also an important part of Kedoshim Tiyu. To live a balanced life, not to overindulge in too much physicality, prevents us from focusing on Ruchnius properly. But Kedoshim Tiyu is much more than that. It means living a more elevated existence, living a more refined life. When we do that, we're marba kvod shamayim, we add to kvod shamayim, and we draw other people closer to Torah mitzvahs. Good Shabbos.